The Sechtes Nazir, Daf Mem Vav, five lines from the bottom of Daf Mem Hei Mem Beis, at the new Mishnah. And our Mishnah and the Gemara will focus on the last two psukim in Pasha of Naziris, and therefore let's just read those inside in order to get a basis for today's Gemara. So the Pasuk says in Pasha's Nazir, in Perek Vav, Pasuk Yutes, that after the Nazir cuts his hair, Pesach HaOmeid, and brought his kabanes, the Lokach HaKoinis, his Reyu B'Shelem in the aisle, and the Koin will take the front right thigh of the aisle, which is of course referring to the Shlomim, after it was already cooked, the Chaos matzah achas minasal rikik matzah echad, and he will also take one matzah of each type of the matzahs that he brought, which was from the 20 matzahs that he brought part of the shlamim v'nasal kapi nazir, and he'll place it on the palm of the nazir achas galchay. This is right after the nazir already cut his hair. And pasukov continues behinif oisim hakoyin tnufa lefnei Hashem. Then the koyin will wave them as a tnufa in front of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Koydish hula koyin achazei atnufa al sheik atshuma. Aside from the chazei and sheik, which a koyin gets from regular shlamim, he also receives the Zreya B'Shela, and he also receives two matzahs from the Nazir's Kabbani Shlamim, the Acha Yishta Nazir Yayin, and only afterwards can a Nazir start drinking wine. And then the last Pasuk in the Pasha of Naziris is Pasuk Chaf Aleph, and states, Zeis Teres HaNazir Ashiyidah Kabbani Lashem Al Nizrei Milvad Ashetasi Yodai Fi Nidrei Ashiyidah Kenyasa Al Teres Nizrei. Our Mishnah now begins and basically recaps the Psukim, and the Mishnah begins that although the Pasuk says V'loka Chakoyenes Zreya B'Shela, which is Mashman had to be Mavushal, however Dr. Mishnah, that the Nazir would cook the Shlamim, or he could even overcook it. And both the Rosh and Taisa says that the Lashon of Shulchan is Bishul Yoisimidai. However, I am the Mefarish who says, She'enu Mevushul Yofa, which seems that the Mefarish is arguing on Taisa and Rosh, and he holds that the Lashon of Shlika is not overcooked, but it's actually undercooked. However, I am the Bach who actually says that the Mefarish agrees to Taisa and Rosh, and Nichta Betzidai, Mach Mashu Mevushul Yoisimidai. The reason why it's not considered cooked properly is because it's undercooked. However, Ayin Shom in Iran, that the Ran actually says that there are two different pshatim in the Lashon of Shlika, and some say it means undercooked, and some say the Lashon of Shlika is referring to something that's overcooked. And the Mishnah continues, HaKoyin Neitel says, Zreya B'Shelem min Ha'ayil, Koyin now takes the cooked right front thigh of the aisle, which is of the Shlomim, V'Chalas Matzah Achas min Asal, or Rekik Matzah Achas, and he also takes two of the 20 matzahs, V'Noisal Kapi HaNazir, and he placed them on the palm of the Nazir, and they wave them together. And at that point, it would now be mutter for the nazir to drink wine and to go and be metamal mesim. And both the Rosh and Taisa point out that nearer the high tanak of Rabbi Lezer, that this tan is going like the tan of Rabbi Lezer that we will see in the Brayis in the Gemara. The also lishlis yain at achak kol mesim shem bepasha, that it's also for the nazir to drink wine or to be metamal mesim. Totally after the nazir brings his kabanis, he cuts his hair and he also does tnufa and lefizeh, as we will see in the Gemara. Rabbi Lezer seems to hold that Trufa is Ma'akev. And although Bepashas, the Lashon of Hesed Zreya B'Shela that the Mishnah mentions, means that the Kohen takes the cooked right thigh of the aisle, however, the Mefarish actually brings down two Pshatim from Mesechta Schulon on Daf Tzadik Chesem Beis. There's one Mandama holds over there that's talking about the cooked right thigh, as we explained. However, one Mandama teaches Lashon B'Shela that it has to be that the Zreya is Shlema, meaning that the Zreya of the aisle has to be cooked in its own pot and not together with any part of the aisle. And we continue on Daf Memvav Menav. Rav Shimon argues on a Tanakhama, who we stated is Rabbi Lezer, and he says, Kivin Shinizrik alav Echem min Adamim, that once the Nazir brought one of his Kabanis and had Zrikas Adam, then even one mice is enough, and therefore Hutan Nazir Lishis B'ayin Ulutamal Mesim. At that point, the Nazir will already be Mutter to drink wine and be Metamal Mesim. The Gemara now begins and brings a Braisa, and we will see a Machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim, which is actually the same Machlekes that we had on Mishnah, and Rabbi Lezer that we'll see in the Braisa is really Tanakhama of our Mishnah, and the Chachamim that we'll see in the Braisa will be Rab Shimon Shita that we saw in our Mishnah. And the Gemara begins, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, in the second to last Pasuk in the Pasha of Nazir, the Pasuk states, V'hein efeisim ha-koyin t'rufa l'fnei Hashem, koyin shu ha-koyin l'chazei ha-trufa v'al shoyka t'shuma v'acha yishta ha-nazir yayin. And the Pashas of the Pasuk is that the only time that the Nazir could drink wine is only once he completed the entire process. And as the Braisa says, acha ha-maisim kulan, after all the maisim that you have to do for a Nazir, meaning you have to bring in kabanas, do taglachas, and do the trufa, at that point you could drink wine and you could be metamal mesim. These are the words of Rabbi Lezer. As we mentioned, this seems clearly like the Tadakamva Mishnah, who stated that after you did trufa, the achakach hutanazir lishtis yayin ulutamal mesim. And the Braisa continues, v'chacham mayim, and the chacham argue on Rabbi Lezer. They teach us that when the pasuk says v'acha yishta nazir yayin, all it means is acha maisi chidi. After you do one maisa, and the nazir brings one carbon and does rika zedam, even though he doesn't do taglachas and he doesn't do any of the other maisim and he doesn't bring all his kabanis, he is still able to to drink wine and be mitamal mesim at that point. As Taisin and Mefar say, this sheet of the Chacham is exactly like we saw in the Mishnah from Rav Shimon, where Rav Shimon says, Kimish nizu glav echem adamim hota nazal lishus b'yainu tamal mesim. So interestingly enough, the Tanakama Mishnah is Rav Elez in the Braisa, and Rav Shimon in the Mishnah is the Chacham in the Braisa. And the Gemara continues, my time under Rabbanon, since the Pasuk of Acha Yishta Nozi Yayin is stated right after all of the dinim of the Pashan Aziris, it definitely seems to be like Rebbe Elazar that the only time that the Nozik could drink wine and be Metamel Mesim is only at the point that he completed the entire Nazirish process. And the Gemara therefore says that Rabbanon actually learned this from Xer Shavah, as Ksiv Hacha says over here, Va'acha Yishta Nozi Yayin, and he uses the term Va'acha, and the Ksiv Hosam and Medigayah Din of Tufa, the Pasuk tells us that the Kohen does Tufa, Acha Hiskalchoy as Nizrai, after the Nazir cuts his hair. So Ma'hasam Acha Maisi Chidi, just like over there, when the Pasuk tells us that the Kohen does Tufa, it tells us that he does it after one Maisa, after the Maisa of cutting his hair, and over there it uses the term Acha. So Afkan over here also, when the Torah uses Lashon Acha, Acha Maisi Chidi, it's telling us that he's even allowed to go and drink wine and be Metamal Mesim, even though he only did one Maisa, and even though he only did Druka Sadam on one carbon. And the Gemara continues in Esan Xer Shava, that even if it's true that we have Xer Shava, but Ema Adiko Davayol, Lachari even Benegay the Pasuk that says that the Kohen will do Tufa, Acha Skalchis Nizrai, certainly at that point, the Kohen brought a carbon, and only at that point was able to cut his hair, and therefore they already two Maisim, as the only way for a Nazir to shave his head is only after he brings one of his Kabanis, and therefore it had to be they brought his carbon, and then he shaved his head, and only after that do you do Tufa. Therefore, the Chacham should also learn that the only time that the Nazir could drink wine or be Metamal Maisim is only after two Maisim, and Lachari the Nazir should have to do Zrika, and also have Taglachas prior to drinking wine and being Metamal Maisim. The Gemara answers, Yehachi Gzeir Shavu L'Amli, if this then would be true, that the only way for the Nazir to drink wine and be Metamal Maisim is if he brings his Kabanais and he also cuts his hair, then L'Chayr, there would be no purpose of the Gzeir Shavu. And since the Rabbanon had a Kabbalah, there's a Gzeir Shavu of Acha Acha, therefore it must be that the Torah specified Acha Skalchis Nizrai to tell you that Tufa should be done after Taglachas, and even though it's true that it's also being done after the Kabbanais, however, the Torah was just telling us that all we really require is one action. Therefore, by extension, since it says the Lashon Achar Benegeya, when the Nazir is allowed to drink wine and be Metamal Mesim, so we also learn that a Nazir is allowed to drink wine and be Metamal Mesim after he performs one act, immediately after the Nazir performs Rika on one of his Kabbanis, he could already drink wine and be Metamal Mesim. And Ayin Rush, who is that L'chira, we could have a purpose for this Gzeir Shava, and how do we know that's teaching us that all you need is a Maisi Yechidi, as we could actually say that the Gzeir Shava is teaching us that since when the Torah is talking about the din of Tufa, it says Achis Galchis Nizrai, and the Kohen will perform the Tufa only after the Nazir brought his Kabbanis and he cut his hair. Therefore, we will learn from the Tachas that it says Benegayah din of Shtiyas Yayin, and says Va'achis Yishta Nazir Yayin, and even though that the pasuk stated only after he brought his Kabbanis, he already did Taglachas and he did Tufa, and you may think that Tufa is Ma'akev Kamash one, that the Tufa is not Ma'akev, and just like you could do Taglachas prior to Tufa, therefore you could start drinking wine even though he didn't do Trufa. However, the Rosh answers that according to Chum, there is no Havmin that Trufa should be Ma'akev, as we never find that Trufa is Ma'akev B'chol Terekula, since, as we'll see in a moment, that Trufa is Shiyar Mitzvah, and it's never Ma'akev B'chol Terekula, and therefore we wouldn't need Xer Shava to teach us that Limud, and therefore, as the Gemara says, if we won't learn from Xer Shava that a Nazir can start drinking wine even after Maisi Yechidi, then Xer Shava Lumli, then what is the purpose of having Xer Shava at all? And the Gemara continues, and we'll have two different versions of this Gemara. We'll have a version right now, and then we'll have a second version on Amud Beis, but the din of Rav that we will state at this moment will actually be the same din on Amud Aleph and Amud Beis, and the only change in the Gemara will be, are we going to ask a question on the Shita of Rabbi Elazar, or we will ask a question on the Shita of Rabbanon? And the Gemara begins, Amud Rav, Rav teaches us, Tufa ben Nazir Ma'keves, that Tufa ben Agei, the din of Nazir, although B'chol Teru Kula, it's not Ma'akev, however, ben Agei Nazir, the din Tufa is Ma'akev, and if a Nazir doesn't do Tufa, then he can't drink wine, and he can't be Metamal Mesim. And the Gemara now is, Alibid Aman, when Rav says it's halacha, who is he stating it's halacha according to? Ilei Malimid Rabbanon, if he was saying it according to the Shita Rabbanon that we had in the Braisa, who was the same Shita as Rav Shimon that we had in the Mishnah, who stated that in order for a Nazir to drink wine and be Metamal Mesim, he only has to do one Maisa, and even if he only did Zrikas Adam on one animal, then he would already be able to drink wine and be Metamal Mesim. So Hashta, Taglachas Am Rabbanon Loi Makva, if the Rabbanon said that the only thing you need is Zrikas Adam, even Taglachas and shaving of the Nazir's hair, which as the Rosh says, is done beguf ha-Nazir, and one may think that it should be Ma'akev, and even so it's not Ma'akev, then certainly Trufa Mibayi, that it can't be that tnufa, which is not done by gufa nazir, and it's also something which we never find b'chol Torah kula, that's ma'akev, then in this case, all of a sudden, should be ma'akev. Therefore, it can't be that Rav said this din according to Rabbanon, and the Gemara therefore says, El alib de Rabbi Elazar, if you're going to tell me that Rav was saying this din according to the shita Rabbi Elazar that we found in the Braisa, who's the same shita of the Tanakh Kama that we had in the Mishnah, that the only time that the nazir could drink wine and be mitamal ma'isim is acha ma'isim kulan, is after he brought his kabanis, he did taglachas, and he did trufa. So if that's the case, then pshita, then the din of Rav would be too pashut as ha'um Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar already stated acha ma'isim kulan, that the only time that the nazir could drink wine and be mitamal ma'isim is only once he completes his entire nazirus process. And the Gemara answers that in chenami Rav is saying his din according to Rabbi Elazar, and there is a chiddush because ma'utema you may have thought kibin l'ni kapara shiara mitzvah. Since we know but again a kapara of bringing such a carbon, it's not ma'akiv and it's considered like shiara mitzvah, which we'll see exactly what that means in a moment in the mafarish. Hachinami lois akiv. So therefore, we would think over here also but again drinking wine and being mitam l'mesim. Maybe Rabbi Elazar would say that even if the nazir does not do tnufa, it would not be ma'akiv and he could drink wine and be mitam l'mesim. Kamash blan that tnufa is ma'akiv and a nazir will not be able to drink wine or be mitam l'mesim if he doesn't do tnufa. And the mafarish explains the lashon of the Gemara the l'ni kapara shiara mitzvah. And the Mefarish explains in the last Mefarish of the Amid, Uchad Amamar, and like we learned in Mesechus Yuma Daf Hey, L'tnufa l'chapa, v'chi tnufa mechaperis, is tnufa really what brings the kapara for a person? V'aloi in kapara al-badam, the kapara happens through Dikis Adam, k'dechsiv, ki Adam hu benefesh yechupa, el-lemelcha, the tzitzu shim asa l'tnufa, shiara mitzvah, even if you made for tnufa, and you consider like a remnant of mitzvah, and you didn't do tnufa at all, ma'al l'kosav, ki l'kipa v'kipa, it's considered as if you're not mechapa, and you still got kapara. Meaning that even though you should have done it, and therefore it's not a kapara min a mufka, however it's still valid kapara, and it's not ma'akev. As the Rosh says, pirish ki'ilu loy kapara shle asa mitzvah mufka v'chipa she'ina ma'akeves. Continue on daf mem vav and beis, and there's no question that according to the Rabbanon in the Braisa and Rab Shimon in the Mishnah, that certainly in order for a nazir to drink wine and be metamel l'mesim, trufa is definitely not ma'akeves, as the only thing that's ma'akev is one ma'isa. However, our Gemara will now continue to discuss the shita of Rav, who is going like Rabbi Elazar, and he stated that lefi Rabbi Elazar tnufa is ma'akev. The Gemara therefore asks, umi ma'akva, is it true that tnufa will be ma'akev by a nazir, and if a nazir doesn't complete the ma'isa of tnufa, he would not be able to drink wine or be metamel l'mesim? Keep in mind, although we keep saying that if a nazir doesn't do tnufa, then it will be ma'akev and he would not be able to drink wine or be metamel l'mesim, that is based on the lashon of the mefarish. However, Tosis and Rush both say that he would not be able to drink wine, and they don't mention anything about being metamel l'mesim, and l'chayra, there would be no difference between drinking wine and being metamel l'mesim, and l'chayra Taisus and Drush are just using the lashon of pasuk that says va'achi yishta nazir yayin. And since the pasuk discussed the issa of drinking wine, therefore Taisus and Drush also only discussed this din b'negei drinking wine. But in chenami, the same din would apply b'negei the nazir issa to be metamel l'mesim. And the Gemara brings a brisa, and as we'll see in a moment, the Drush and Taisus explain that this brisa is going l'fi shitas Rabbi Elazar, as the brisa says va'tanya zois teres hanazir. The pasuk says that this is the Torah of Nazir, and since it used Lashon Yachid, Zeis Teres HaNazir, so it's mashma that all Nazirim have the same dinim, and therefore we learn out, Bein Sheyesh LeKapayim, Bein She'ein LeKapayim, it doesn't make a difference if a Nazir has palms or if he doesn't have palms, meaning, for example, if his hands were amputated, and therefore he can't do tnufa with the Kayin using his palms, same din would apply, and the Gemara's Havmin is that the Braisa means to teach us that just like if a Nazir doesn't have palms, and therefore he can't do tnufa, it won't be ma'akiv, therefore even if the Nazir has palms, tnufa would not be ma'akev. And the Russian types point out that certainly this brisa can't be going according to the shita of the Rabbanon and the shita of Rab Shimon. As l'fid Rabbanon, we don't need a pasuk of Zeis Teres HaNazir to teach us that tnufa is not ma'akev, as the Chacham already have the Gzeir Shavav of Acha, which taught us that all you need is a ma'isa yechidi, and only one ma'isa is ma'akev, and therefore the only thing that's ma'akev is Zrika Zedam of one carbon, and certainly tnufa is not ma'akev, and therefore certainly the brisa cannot be going like the Chachamim, and therefore it must be that this brisa is telling us a chiddush according to Rabbi Elazar, that even though Rabbi Elazar generally holds the acha yishta nazir yayin acha ma'isim kulan, that the entire process is ma'akev, however the chiddush of the Torah is that tzufa would not be ma'akev, and this would be against the way Rav understood Rabbi Elazar, as Rav said that tzufa b'nazir ma'akeves, that l'fi Rabbi Elazar tzufa is ma'akev by a nazir, and unless a nazir does tzufa he would not be able to drink wine or be mitamel l'mesim. The Gemara responds that that is not raya, because that l'ahad tanya, if you're going to tell me that we have such a lashon of bein sheyesh l'kapayim bein sheyin, we're comparing Yeshloi to Engloi, and we're saying just like if he doesn't have Kapayim, he doesn't have to do Trufa. Therefore, when he has Kapayim, he also doesn't have to do Trufa, and Trufa is not Ma'akev. But the Maisa, as as we'll see in a moment, when again another din of Naziris, we will also learn from the pasuk of Zeis and Nazir that we compare Yesh Loi and Ein Loi, and we'll see that we compare it in a different manner. And the Gemara explains that Lahad Tanya, we have another brisa that states Zeis Teres and Nazir, that since the Torah uses Loshin Yachid Ben Again Naziris in the last pasuk of the Pasha of Naziris, and therefore we learn out Bein She Yesh Loi Sar Bein She Ein Loi Sar, it doesn't make a difference if the Nazir has hair or if he doesn't have hair, the same din applies. Now Hachinami Delay Ma'akfa, if you're going to tell us that whenever you use this term in a brisa, it means to compare Yesh Loi to Ein Loi. If so, the comparison B'negeya here would be that just like a Nazir who doesn't have hair doesn't have to cut his hair, therefore even if a Nazir has hair, Taglachas would not be Ma'keves, but that's impossible to say because Vatani, we have another brisa that says Nazir Memurit, if there's a Nazir who doesn't have hair, a bald Nazir, Beishamay says that he can't go and use a razor, and we'll see what that means in a moment. Beisil says that even though he's bald, you take a razor and you will shave his bald head, and even though you're not shaving his hair, that will be a kiyum of doing tar for a person who's bald. And the Gemara now explains the shita Beishamai, Va'am Ravina, and Ravina explain Maya in Tzarech LeBeishamai, when Beishamai says that in Tzarech LeHavital Reishai, it doesn't mean that since this Nazir is bald, therefore he can complete his Nazir's process even without shaving his hair. But Beishamai is actually teaching us that in LeTakana, that since a Nazir can't cut his hair, therefore he doesn't have a Takana, and according to the shita Rabbi Elazar holds that a Nazir cannot drink wine unless he cuts his hair, so then this Nazir will never be able to drink wine or be metamel or mesim and will be nazal oilam. And according to the Chachamim, once the Nazir brings one of his kabbalans and does rikas adam, he'll be able to drink wine and be metamel or mesim. And what Beisham means in loy takana means he won't be able to do the mitzvah of taglachas. And therefore, clearly, lefi Beishamai, he's comparing someone that's in loy to a person that's yesh loy, meaning that just like someone that has hair has to do taglachas, therefore a person that doesn't have hair has to do taglachas. And since he can't cut his hair, since he's bald, ein loy takana, and therefore hala Beis Hillel yesh loy takana. According to Beis Hillel, when Beis Hillel stated tzarech lahavital reishai, what Beis Hillel was telling us that even though this person is bald and luchayu would be impossible for him to cut his hair, zok Beis Hillel, that although we compare ein loy to yesh loy, and just like by yesh loy it's going to be ma'akev, therefore by ein loy it's also ma'akev, but Beis Hillel says there would be a kiyum of taglachas by just taking the razor and shaving his bald head even though he's not cutting any hair. And therefore the Gemara is answering that when the brisa before stated that bein sheyesh loy kapayim, bein sheein loy kapayim, that there is no chilut between a nazir that has palms or doesn't have palms, we're actually going to compare once again someone who's ein loy to someone that's yesh loy. And lefi Rabbi Elazar, the brisa is teaching us that just like a person who has palms has to do tnufa, and if he doesn't do so it will be ma'akev and he would not be able to drink wine, it will be metamel mesim, therefore someone that doesn't have palms, even though he can't do tnufa on his palms, tnufa is still ma'akev and he'll have to take the kabbanis and place it on his arm and do tnufa in that manner. And just like when a bald person takes a razor and shaves his head, he's not really doing anything. So over here also, even though the tnufa is not being done in the standard way where you place it on the palms of the hand of a nazir and it's not done the way that the Torah specifies, it's still a valid kiyum of tnufa, and after he does so the nazir will be able to drink wine and be metamel mesim. And keep in mind at this point in the Gemara, although we said before that this brisa dafka is going lefi Rabbi Elazar, however at this point we could say that the brisa is even going lefi Chachamim, and the brisa is teaching us zois teres hanazir bein sheishal kapayim bein sheinlan kapayim, that even though certainly tnufa is not ma'akev as lefi Rabbanan, only one ma'isa would be ma'akev, and all you have to do in order to drink wine or be metamel mesim is to go and bring one carbon and do zrikas adam. However, the brisa is still teaching us that if any nazir wants to go ahead and do the mitzvah of tnufa, they can do so, and even in a case where a nazir doesn't have palms, can still do tnufa by placing the carbon on his arms. And lemaisa from this brisa, we don't have a question on the words of Rav, and Rav could be correct that Rabbi Elazar holds that tnufa b'nazir is makeves, that even though tnufa b'chal terakula is not makeves, however b'negei nazir, in order for a nazir to drink wine or be metamel mesim, he has to do tnufa, since the pasuk says va'achay yishtri hanazir yayin, which is going on everything, including the tnufa. And the Gemara continues behind the Rav Pados, that this din that Ravina just taught us, that when Beishamai stated the lashon of ein tzarech, he means to say that since a nazir who is bald can't cut his hair, therefore he doesn't have a takana and it's impossible for him to do taglachas, that works out according to the sheet of Rav Pados, the Amr Rav Pados, because Rav Pados taught us Beishamai v'Rav Elazar Amru Dava Echad, that this sheet that we just had of Beishamai is the same sheet of Beishamai's Talmud Rav Elazar, who according to some was called Rav Elazar Shemuti because he was a Talmud of Beishamai. And the Gemara asked, my Rav Elazar, which is the sheet of Rav Elazar that we're referring to? The Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, been negated din of a Mitzrayah, and we know that at the end of the process, when a Mitzrayah is becoming tar, the Kohen has to take Dam and Shemen and place it on his large thumb and his large toe. And the Braisa Mishnah teaches us, Ein loy boyin yad v'regel, if a Mitzrayer doesn't have a thumb and he doesn't have a large toe, Ein loy tayra lamis, he will not be able to ever get tayra. Divrei Rabbi Elazar, these are the words of Rabbi Elazar. Clearly we see that Rabbi Elazar holds, like his Rebbe Shammai, that once the Torah specifies how to do something, then it has to be in the exact manner as the Torah specified, even though it's impossible. And just like Beis Shammai said, that if a Nazir was bald, then Ein loy takana, so the same applies, but in a gay Mitzrayer, then a Mitzrayer would not have a takana, and Ein loy tayra lamis, and therefore Rabbi Elazar and Beis Shammai is saying the same shita. And the Brisa continues, Rabbi Shimon says that even if a Mitzrayer doesn't have a right thumb or a right large toe, Yanechel al-Makayim v'yotza, still has an Eitzah, and the Kohen could place the Dam and the Shemen on the stump where his thumb or his large toe would have been. The Chum also say, Yanech al-Shel Smol v'yotza, that as long as the Kohen placed the Dam and Shemen on the Mitzrayer's left thumb and left large toe, that would be fine, and he would be Eitzah, and therefore the Mitzrayer would have an Eitzah. And clearly we see that even though it's not exactly the way it's specified in the Torah, because the Torah specified it has to be on the Mitzrayer's right thumb and his right large toe. However, both Lefi Rav Shimon and Lefi Chachamim, even if it's not done in the exact manner specified, it would still be fine. And however, we definitely see that Rabbi Elazar holds like Rabbi Shammai, that the only manner that you're allowed to go and do this process is only in the exact manner that the Torah specified. And the Gemara continues, Lishna Achrina Amri La, that some have the following Lashon and the following version of the Sugya. And keep in mind that although the first six lines of this Gemara will seem that it's different than the first version, actually the first six lines are exactly the same as the first version, and the only difference is, whereas in the first version we brought down the Rabbanan first and then Rabbi Elazar, over here we flip the script and we speak about Rabbi Elazar first and then the Rabbanan. And the reason why the Gemara does that is because, whereas in the first version of the Gemara's question was on Rabbi Elazar, and therefore the Gemara wanted to speak about Rabbi Elazar second in order to go right into the question about Rabbi Elazar. However, in this version of the Gemara's ultimate question will be on the Chachamim, and therefore the Gemara ends off with the words of Chachamim in order to immediately go and ask a question on the words of Rabbanan after the Gemara just finished discussing the Shita. Therefore, the next six lines of the Gemara are very easy. The Gemara basically just repeats the first version, as Rav states once again, Trufa b'nazir ma'akeves, that Trufa will be ma'akev by a Nazir, and if a Nazir doesn't do Trufa, the din will be that he will not be able to drink wine or be metamel l'meisim. And the Gemara asks, when Rav taught us his din, Aliba the man, who is he teaching us this din according to? Ilema Aliba de Rabbi Elazar, if you're going to tell me he was teaching his din according to Rabbi Elazar, who holds Acha Maisim Kulon, that everything is Ma'akev, the Gemara asks, Pshita, this can't be what Rav is teaching us, as that would be Pasha, because Ha'am Rabbi Elazar, since we know that Rabbi Elazar says Acha Maisim Kulon, all of the Nazir's processes at the end of his Zir period are Ma'akev, and therefore, certainly Tufa should also be Ma'akev. Ella Aliba de Rabbanon, it must be that Rav is telling us his din according to Rabbanon, and the Gemara says it can't be that Rav is talking about the Rabbanon, because Hashi Yishleima, and since we already know that Taglachas Amr Rabbanon Loi Ma'akva, that according to Rabbanon, even the Chiyav for Nazir to shave his hair is not Ma'akev, even though Taglachas is a Maisa that was done in the Guf HaNazir, and therefore Tnufa Mibai, certainly the Rabbanon would not say that Tnufa will be Ma'akev, as number one, Tnufa is not done in the Guf HaNazir, number two, B'chol Tarikula, we don't find that Tnufa is Ma'akev, and number three, the Rabbanon actually have a Gzeir Shava that teaches us that only one Maisa is Ma'akev, and as long as the Nazir brings his carbon and does Rikas Adam, he will be allowed to drink wine and be metamel l'meisim. And the Rishonim point out, in this version of the Gemara doesn't end off and explain who Rav was saying this din according to. And the Rishonim explain that in the Konami, it's Ikka Chasman HaSeifa. Really, the Gemara means to give the same teretz and say, Rav stated his din according to Rabbi Elazar. And the Chiddush is that one may think that even though Rabbi Elazar holds Acha Maisim Kulam, and the only way the Nazir could drink wine is after he does a complete process that a Nazir does at the end of his Azir's period. However, we may think that Tufa is not included, since Tufa is Shiari Mitzvah, and it's never Ma'akev B'chol Tarakula. And Kamash Malan, Rav teaches us that Rabbi Elazar holds that B'negei Nazir, Tufa is Ma'akev. And the Lashon of the Rush is, Nira, Afal Pisha Kitzah Talmud V'lei Pirish Dech Rabbi Elazar Asya, even though the Gemara did not explain that Rav is going according to Rabbi Elazar, Al-Kach Tzarech Lema Dech Rabbi Elazar Asya Kedlel, that really Rav is definitely going like Rabbi Elazar, as we learned before. El Mishim Dekama V'yeli B'dur Rabbanon Hashi Yesh Lema Teglachas Pirish Lola Alta, that since we already mentioned Rabbanon, therefore we right away go and explain the words of Rabbanon, and we ask a question on the Shita. And once again, let's just keep this in mind, that all the Gemara just really pointed out is that there's a Shita of Rabbi Elazar, there's a shita of the Rabbanon, and according to Rabbi Elazar, Tanufa is ma'akev, as Rav stated, and according to Rabbanon, Tanufa is not ma'akev, and Nozer can still drink wine and be mitamal mesim, even though he did not do Tanufa. And the Gemara will now continue and ask a question, and keep in mind that this question has nothing to do with Rav, and nothing to do with the shita of Rabbi Elazar. It only has to do with the shita that we just mentioned for the Rabbanon that said that Tanufa is not ma'akev. The Gemara now asks, Umi loy ma'akva, could it be that the Rabbanon hold that Tanufa is not ma'akev at all? V'tanya, but we learned to the Braisa, and this is the same Braisa that we brought before. However, we'll now go and learn this Braisa differently than we did according to the first version. And as we will see in a moment, although in the first version we said that this Braisa has to be going like Rabbi Elazar, in this version of Gemara, the Gemara's Havamina will be that this Braisa is going Dafka l'fi Rabbanon and not l'fi Rabbi Elazar, as we will explain once we complete the question. And the Gemara is that based on the Pasuk at the end of the Pasha of Naziris, where the Torah says, Zeis Teres HaNazir, and it's Mashba, every individual Nazir has the same dinim, and therefore, Bein She'esh L'Kapayim or Bein She'ein L'Kapayim. And in this version as well, the Gemara's Havmin is that the Braisa will be comparing a Nazir who has palms to a Nazir who doesn't have palms, and the Braisa therefore is teaching us that just like a Nazir who doesn't have palms, he cannot do Tnufa, and Tnufa is Ma'akev, and since he can't do Tnufa, and Tnufa is going to be Ma'akev, and therefore the Nazir will never be able to do Tnufa, and never be able to complete his Nazir's process, and therefore never be able to drink wine or be metamel mesim. So the same then applies to a nazir that's yesh lo kapayim and he has palms and he can do tzrufa. If he doesn't do tzrufa, it is ma'akev and he won't be able to drink wine or be metamel mesim. Now, of course, if this price is going according to the shita Rabbi Elazar, then everything's perfect because according to Rabbi Elazar, if a nazir doesn't do tzrufa, it is ma'akev and he won't be able to drink wine or be metamel mesim. However, the Mefarshim explained that according to this version of Gemara, this price is definitely not going with Rabbi Elazar because according to Rabbi Elazar, we don't need the pasuk of Zeis Teres HaNazir to teach us that Tanufa is ma'akev, because since the pasuk already says Ba'acha Yishta HaNazir Yayin, and Rabbi Elazar already taught us Acha Ma'isim Kulon, that everything is ma'akev, and therefore according to Rabbi Elazar, this brisa wouldn't make sense why the brisa would have to bring another pasuk, and therefore this brisa is definitely going l'fi Chachamim, and the brisa is teaching us that even though the Chachamim hold once a Nazir does Zrikas Adam on one carbon, that the Nazir could drink wine and be Metamel Ma'isim, but even so the Torah is mechadish to us that Zeis Teres HaNazir, just like a Nazir without palms, the Tanufa would be ma'akev, so therefore a Nazir with palms, Tanufa is also ma'akev, and if he doesn't do Tanufa, he won't be able to drink wine and be metamel mesim, and therefore the Chira, there's right from this Braisa that the Chum actually hold that Tanufa is ma'akev, and not as we medayik before. And the Gemara now responds in a similar fashion as the first version's response as well, and the Gemara will now say that how could you think that the Pasuk of Zeis Teres HaNazir is teaching us Bein She'esh L'Kapayim, Bein She'ein L'Kapayim, and we compare a person with palms to a person without palms, if we see another Braisa that the limud goes exactly the opposite way, and we compare a person that can't do something to the person that can do something. And as the Gemara continues, Belahad Tanya, if what you said is true, but we have the following Braisa, which is the exact Braisa we saw in the first version, Zeis Teres HaNazir, that since the Pasuk uses Elashim Yachid and says Zeis Teres HaNazir, so therefore we say that all Nazirim are compared to each other, and we learn out, Bein She'esh Leseir, Bein She'ein Leseir, it doesn't make a difference if a Nazir has hair or if he doesn't have hair. And according to the way that you want to learn the Pshat, and you want to say that we compare the person that has hair to the person that doesn't have hair, and Lefi Zeh, the way you would learn this Braisa is that just like a Nazir who doesn't have hair would never be able to drink wine since he's not able to cut his hair, and based on the Pasuk of Zeis Teres HaNazir, you want to compare that to a Nazir who has hair, and we would say that a Nazir who has hair and doesn't cut his hair will also not be able to drink wine and cut his hair. But the Gemara says that Lima doesn't work because Hachinami de Ma'akva, that you're going to tell me that a Nazir who doesn't have hair and therefore can't cut his hair, and it is Ma'akev, and he will never be able to drink wine or be Metamel Mesim, but that's not true because Vatanya, we learned in the Braisa, Nazir Memurit, if there is a Nazir who's bald, Beishamai Imrim Einet Tzarech Lahav Tal Reisha, in this version of the Gemara learned that Beishamai holds that the Nazir does not have to use a razor when he completes his Zeris period, and even if he doesn't shave his head, then it will not be Ma'akev, and this Nazir can drink wine and be Metamel Mesim, even though he never cut his hair. Beishilah Imrim Tzarech and Beishilah holds that the Nazir still has to take a razor and pass it over his head, even though he won't be shaving any of his hair because he's bald. But in this Braisa, we see that Bein Lefi Beis Shammai and Bein Lefi Beis Hillel, a Nazir who's bald, does not have an issue and is not a din that in like Takana, that he doesn't have any way to complete his Naziris and he won't be able to ever drink wine or be Metamel Mesim, as we see Pumfaket, that according to Beis Shammai, Taglachas is not Ma'akev at all, and according to Beis Hillel, Taglachas may be Ma'akev, but he has an Eitzah by passing the razor over his head. And therefore, it can't be that this Braisa is comparing a Nazir that has hair to a Nazir that doesn't have hair, and it's trying to teach us that just like a nazir who doesn't have hair, taglachas is ma'akev and ain le takana. So therefore, a nazir who has hair, the din would be that taglachas ma'akev, and if he doesn't cut his hair, he will not be able to drink wine. It will be metamel mesim, and it must be that the Brice is actually trying to compare someone who doesn't have hair to someone that does have hair, and is teaching us that just like someone who has hair can take a razor and cut his hair, and that of course is a kiyum of his mitzvah of taglachas, and the same din applies to a nazir who doesn't have hair, that even though if he take a razor and he'll pass it over his head, he will be shaving a bald head and he won't be cutting off any hair, that is still a kiyum of taglachas, since l'maisa he's taking the razor and passing it over his head. And therefore, in the previous brisa also, it won't make sense to explain that the brisa is trying to compare the din of someone who has palms to the din of someone that doesn't have palms, and is trying to teach us that just like tenufa would be ma'akev for someone that doesn't have palms, because almost like a din of kol she'in rei l'bila, bila is ma'keves, so therefore the same din will apply to someone that does have palms, that if he doesn't do tenufa, it would also be ma'akev. We see that the proper way to understand the first brisa is that the brisa is trying to teach us a din b'negei as someone who doesn't have palms, and it's teaching us that we compare a person without palms to a person with palms, and the limit is that just like a person with palms can do tenufa, so therefore even a person without palms can do tenufa by placing the carbon on his arms. And lefi this way to understand the first brisa is not taking any position as to its opinion if tenufa is ma'akev or not, and therefore this brisa is not a raya against the Rabbanon. And of course the Rabbanon could hold that although it's possible for someone that doesn't have palms to actually do tenufa, however tenufa is never ma'akev. And even though the Gemara just seemed to bring a teretz for the position of the Rabbanon, however the Gemara says Amravino that actually this is not a teretz, and it's actually going to still be shver on the shita that we brought down for the Rabbanon, that we just said that the Rabbanon hold that tenufa is not ma'akev, as Amravino might tzarech l'beisil, then when beisil taught us that if there's a nazir who's bald that he has to pass the razor over his head, that means tzarech v'in le'takana, that he has to do so, but l'maisa since taking a razor and shaving his head is not doing anything, therefore there's no kiyum of the mitzvah of taglachas, and he's not going to be yotzer the chiyum of taglachas. And l'fi zeh, when the second brisa is stated zeis teres hanazir bein she'ish le'sar bein she'in le'sar, it actually is comparing someone that has hair to someone that doesn't have hair, and it's teaching us that just like someone that doesn't have hair, taglachas is ma'akev, and therefore he will never be able to drink wine or be metamel mesim, and the same is true for a nazir that has hair, that if he doesn't cut his hair, it will be ma'akev, and he won't be able to drink wine or be metamel mesim. And therefore, in the first brisa, when the brisa stated zeis teres hanazir bein she'ish le'kapayim bein she'in le'kapayim, we are also comparing a nazir who has palms to a nazir who doesn't have palms, and it's teaching us that just like a nazir who doesn't have palms, tenufa would be ma'akev, so therefore a nazir that has palms, tenufa would also be ma'akev, and he would not be able to drink wine or be metamel mesim. And as we mentioned, this brisa must be going lefi d'chachamim, as Rabbi Elazar doesn't need a pasuk of zeis teres hanazir to teach us that tenufa is ma'akev by naziris, as he already has this limud from the pasuk of acha yishta nazir yayin, and he learned acha ma'isim kulon, which includes tenufa, and therefore according to Rabbi Elazar, we certainly know that tenufa is ma'akev. And since this brisa learned the din that tenufa is ma'akev from the pasuk of zeis teres hanazir, therefore it must be that this brisa is going lefi d'chachamim and not lefi Rabbi Elazar, and therefore we see that the chacham hold that tenufa is ma'akev and not as we stated before. And keep in mind that this version of Gemara is a bit shver, as it comes out that the first brisa that we brought of zeis teres hanazir bein she'ish le'kapayim bein she'in le'kapayim was saying it's going lefi d'chachamim, and the second brisa which stated zeis teres hanazir bein she'ish le'sar bein she'in le'sar, as we explained, that brisa is teaching us that taglachas is ma'akeves, that definitely cannot be going lefi d'chachamim, as lefi d'chachamim taglachas is not ma'akeves, and it must be going lefi Rabbi Elazar. And l'chari, it doesn't seem logical that one brisa is going like Rabbanan and one going like Rabbi Elazar, and specifically because in the second brisa we're learning the din from the words of zeis teres hanazir, and like we said, according to Rabbi Elazar, l'chari, the words zeis teres hanazir are not necessary to teach us this din, as we already know that taglachas is ma'akeves, as Rabbi Elazar taught us in the brisa that the pasuk says ba'acha yishta hanazir yayin, which teaches us that after all the meisim, that's when the nazir could finally drink wine and be metamel meisim. And keep in mind that the Rush points out we shouldn't be bothered that l'chira, how can we say to the feet of chachamim that tenufa will be ma'akev if l'maisa the chacham said acha ma'isa yichidi, that all you need is one ma'isa and all you need is zrikas adam in order to be able to drink wine and be metamel meisim. And the Rush explains that our Gemara is not bothered with this question, as the Gemara understood that when the chacham said acha ma'isa yichidi, it means after completing the complete ma'isa of the kabbanis, which according to this version of Gemara also includes tenufa, which was done with the kabbanis. And therefore, the Gemara feels that even though Chacham say all you need is a ma'isa yichidi, but that could include tenufa as well. And if a nazir doesn't do tenufa, he would not be able to drink wine or be metamel. Tam Lamesim. And the Gemara continues that Ravina now explains that since I just explained the Lefi Beis Hillel, when Beis Hillel stated the Lashon Tzarech, he means that you have to shave your hair, and since you don't have hair, therefore in Leitakana, so in this version of Gemara, it comes out that our understanding of the Shita Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai are punk faket from what we understood in the first version of the Gemara. And in this version, Ravina explains that according to Beis Shammai, Yesh Leitakana, that when Beis Shammai stated that a Nazir who is bald is in Yitzarech, what he means is that he doesn't have to cut his hair mamish, and all he has to do is take the razor and pierce it over his head and shave his bald head, and that would be a kiyum of his taglachas. And the Gemara ends off, according to the way Ravina just explained the machlekes between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, it comes out of Pligid Rapidos. Ravina is saying differently than Rapidos, as Rapidos taught us before that Rabbi Elazar holds like the Shita Beis Shammai, and now we see that Rabbi Elazar actually doesn't hold like the Shita Beis Shammai, because according to Beis Shammai, since a nazir can't cut his hair, that's not a problem, and even if he takes a razor and shaves his bald head, that would be a kiyum of taglachas. However, as we saw, Rabbi Elazar argues on this din of Beis Shammai, because Rabbi Elazar holds B'negei Mitzraya, who doesn't have a right thumb and a right large toe, that the din is Ein L'Tayre Lamis, and L'Chayre, according to Rabbi Elazar, what would be the problem? Just take the Dam and Shemen and place it on the spot where the Bein Yad and Regel would be, as Rav Shimon says, and therefore, according to this version of Gemara, and the way that Ravina just explained the Gemara, it comes out that Rabbi Elazar is actually arguing on this idea of Beis Shammai, and Ravina is arguing on the point of Rabbi Das, who stated that Beis Shammai and Rabbi Elazar are Mudava Echad. And before we continue with the Mishnah, let's just point out a few dinim that are relevant to the Mishnah and the Gemara. Number one, we know that if someone goes and brings a carbon and either Nishbach Tamei or it's Yotzei, or the carbon becomes Tamei, then that carbon will be Pasul, and the same din applies B'negei Pigol as well as other dinim. And we also know that the first Mishnah, Masechta Zvachim, teaches us that Kol HaZvachim Shnizbichu Shleil Lishman Ksheirim El Shleil Olu Bayil Mashem Chayva Chutz Min Achatas U'min Apsachim. And the Mishnah taught us that any carbon that a Kohen will bring and not have the proper Kavana and bring it Shleil Lishma, so for example, if a Kohen brings a Shlomim for an Eilo and an Eilo for a Shlomim, it still will be a valid carbon and will not consider a Pasul carbon. However, it will not be a valid carbon for the Bailim in that instance and will have to bring another carbon. However, this din does not apply to a Chatas or a Karban Pesach. And for example, if a Kohen brings a carbon Chatas as a Shlomim, the din would be that that carbon would be considered Pasul and will be Yitzel Beis Apsul. And we begin the new Mishnah, Gilech Al Zevach V'Nimsa Pasul. If a Nazir brought his first carbon, and as we learned in the Mishnah, Daf Mem Heyim and Aleph, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he will bring his Shlomim first, and according to Rabbi Elazar, L'chatchila, he will bring his Chatas first. And as we also saw in the Mishnah, that L'divrei HaKol, if he brings any of the Karbanes first, he would still be Yitzel. And then after he brought his first carbon, he would go and cut his hair, then he would be Yitzel the Chiyuv of Taglachas. However, after Reuven went and cut his hair, V'Nimsa Pasul, he found that the carbon that he brought was Pasul, because either was Nishbach Tamei, it was Yotzei, it was Tamei, it was Pigel, for example. Then it turns out that when he cut his hair prior to bringing his first carbon. And as we know, if someone cuts his hair while they're in Nazir, then they have to make sure to have 30 days of growth of hair prior to bringing their carbonis. Even if you're a Rabbi Elazar that learned on Daf Lamed Tesfon Beis that the din is that you have to wait only 7 days, but Lemaisa, at this point, he can't bring any other carbonis because Lemaisa is still considered in the Nazir's period. And therefore, the Mishnah teaches us, Uzvachav Loi Oloi, even if the Nazir would now go and bring his other carbonis, they would not work and they would not be valid towards his Nazir's period, and he would have to bring 3 new carbonis when he completes his Nazir's period, and he would have to bring a new Chatas Oila and Shlomim. And the Rush points out that even though over here it seems that the Nazir was an Oinus as he thought that he brought his carbonis and he thought that his Nazir's period was over and therefore he could cut his hair. However, the Rush says there's no better than Galchul Listim, where a bandit cuts a person's hair, and even though he's a complete Oinus, he still has to have 30 days of growth before he brings his carbonis. And the Mishnah continues with another case, Gilech Al Chatas Shleil Lishma. If a Nazir brought his carbon Chatas first and he cut his hair, and then afterwards he realizes that the Kohen brought his Chatas Shleil Lishma, and therefore his Chatas was Pasul, the Achin Hevi Karbonis of Lishman, even if afterwards he brings his other Karbonis Lishma, however, Daglachtai Psula, Lemaisa, as we said before, that since his carbon was Pasul, it turns out that he cut his hair before bringing any of his Karbonis, and therefore his Daglachas was Pasul. He has to wait 30 days according to the Rabbanan and 7 days according to Rabbi Elazar, and therefore, even though he brought his Eilan Shlomim Lishma, however, this is not better than him bringing an Eilan Shlomim while he's still a Nazir and B'toich Melois, and therefore the Eilan Shlomim would not be valid Karbonis, and after he finishes his 30-day period according to the Chamim, or the 7-day period according to Rabbi Elazar, he would have to once again bring 3 Karbonis. He'd have to bring the Chatas Eilan Shlomim. And the rush for this Mishnah is on Daf Mem Vav Aleph at the end of the last Mishnah, and the Rosh says that this second case is Mishnah She'en Tzrichahi, it's really an extra Mishnah, the Hainu She'gil Chal Zevach, then this is really the same case as the first case, where the Nazar cut his hair after he brought his carbon, Vinimsa Pasol, and then he found that that carbon was Pasol, the Chatas Shle L'Shma Psula, because the Chatas that's brought Shle L'Shma is also Pasol, Ela Agav the Bailu Mystic Gil Chal Oilu Vashlamim. However, since in any case, the Mishnah will bring down a case where the Nazar cut his hair, and then he realized that the Oilu and Shlomo were brought improperly, and there's a machlek is between Rav Shimon and Rabbanon, therefore Nakanami Chatas, therefore we also discussed the case of Chatas, even though it's unnecessary. And the Mishnah continues with the third case, Gila Chal Oilu Al Shlomo Shloi Lishman, Va'akin Hevi Kabanes of Lishman, Taglachta Psula, Uzvachim Loi Alaloi. And if after Nazar brought his Oilu or brought his Shlomim, and then he cut his hair, and he didn't realize that the Kohen brought the Oilu and Shlomim Shloi Lishman, and even though, as we mentioned from the Mishnah Masech Lizvachim, that Kol Zvachim Shnizbuchu Lishloi Lishman, Aksherin, so Lachir over here, this Oilu and the Shlomim were kasha, but as the Mishnah stated, Shloi Oilu Bailam Shem Chayva, they're not considered as if they were brought as a carbon for a Nazar, and they are just considered as if they were Oilus Nadova and Shalmi Nadova, and therefore the Tadakam hold, and in this case, the same din would apply, and since Lamaisa, this Nazar did not yet bring his Kabanais, as his carbon was not considered a valid carbon for his Naziris, so therefore he had no right to cut his hair, and it's as if he cut his hair in the middle of the Naziris period, and therefore, according to Rabbanon, he would have to wait another 30 days, and according to Rabbi Elazar, another 7 days, and since at this point we consider this Nazar Toich Malais, so therefore, even though he brought his other Kabanais, those Kabanais would not be valid, as if a Nazar brought his Kabanais in the middle of his Naziris period, which of course would not be valid. And the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Shimon argues in the Tanna Kamma, and he says, in this case, Oisa Zevach Le'Oloi, even though the carbon Oilo or Shlomen that was brought Shalei L'Shman will not work for his Naziris, however, Rabbi Shimon holds that his Taglachas was a valid Taglachas, and therefore he doesn't have to wait 30 days or 7 days prior to bringing his other Kabanais, and since he brought those Kabanais L'Shma, therefore those Kabanais are valid towards his Naziris, and he would have to bring the first carbon once again. So for example, if the original carbon was an Oilo that he brought Shalei L'Shman, and then he brought a Shlomen Chatas, so the Shlomen Chatas which we brought L'Shma would work, and then since his Oilo was brought Shalei L'Shman and was Le'olo by L'Shem Chayva, so in Maisa you have to bring another Oilo, but that Oilo he could once again bring immediately, and as long as he brings that Oilo L'Shma, then it will be Oilo by L'Shem Chayva. And finally the Mishnah teaches us that L'kuli Amo Vim Gilech HaShloshtem Vim Se'echem and Kasha, if a Nazir brought all his Kabanis and then he cut his hair and then he found that two of them were Pasol, but at least one of them was Kasha, then Taglach the Ksheira, that since he did his Taglachas after he brought one carbon which was Kasha, so then his Taglachas was valid, and therefore the Yavishaz Vachim, and immediately afterwards he could bring his other two Kabanis, and as long as he brings them properly, then it will be Olu Balam Shem Chayva, and he would complete his Naziris process. And the Gemara now begins and will explain the Shita Reb Shimon, where Reb Shimon stated on Mishnah that even if a Nazir cuts his hair after bringing an Oilu Shalei L'Shma or Shlomim Shalei L'Shma, he would be Yotze the Chiyuv Taglachas. And the question is, how can you be Yotze the Chiyuv Taglachas if you didn't yet bring any Kabanis, as this carbon was not Olu Balam Shem Chayva? And therefore, Amr Rav Adar Bahava, Rav Adar Bahava explains, Zoyse Meres, Kasav Rav Shimon, Nazir Shagil Chashami Nadova Yotze, that if a Nazir cuts his hair after bringing a Shami Nadova, it is a valid Taglachas, and even though that Shlomim is not considered a valid Shlomim towards his Naziris period, and it's Loy Olu Balam Shem Chayva, and my Taima, and what is the Pshat, the Amakra, that is based on Xeris Akasiv, as when the Torah teaches us that Nazir takes his hair and he burns it under his Shlomim, the Torah states, V'nosin ala ish ashitacha zevach ha-shlomim v'loi kosov shlomov. And since the Torah says that the Nazir will take his hair and place it on the Shlomim, and it doesn't say he'll place it on his Shlomim, so it's mashma that even if that Shlomim is not Olu Balam Shem Chayva, and it's not actually the Shlomim that was brought for his Naziris, his Daglachas would still be valid because in Maisa he cut his hair and he put it onto a Shlomim, and even though that Shlomim was only a Shalmi Nadava, and we will stop over here.